Picture this. About 1,000 mainly silver-haired players are in the ballroom at the Silver Legacy. Hundreds of card tables are in neat rows with four people sitting around each one. Tournaments draw in mostly hobbyists, like musician Mark Maggi Pinto, who's from the Monterey Peninsula.
The first thing I love is the game and the playing of it. It's just a mind puzzle that is different with every deal of 13 cards.
As the game gets going at each table, a deck of cards is dealt to four players, comprised of two pairs of partners. The objective is to win as many plays, or what's referred to in the game as tricks, for your side and score points. For enthusiasts like Maggi Pinto, he says tournaments have another upside.
What else I love about going to the event is that you have a chance to rub shoulders with, sometimes sit at the very same table and play against these professional players.
Those elite players are like rock stars in the bridge world, including a rather easygoing Fred Gittleman, a former world championship winner who started playing in high school.
For me, I think the biggest appeal to it was that you never see it all, that no matter how long you've been playing and no matter how good you get, there's always something new. So I've been playing seriously for 30 plus years. If I went and played this afternoon, there would be three or four bridge deals where there was some situation that I had never encountered before.
Gittleman is a retired pro and founder of Bridge Base Online, a web-based community of players. He says as many as 100,000 people log on each day. It was through his company and his notoriety as a top-notch player that billionaires Bill Gates and Warren Buffett found him.
One of these vacations, they needed a fourth person to play, and they had both seen some of the early software I wrote, really liked it, and they thought that I might be an interesting person to include. So they invited me actually to go on a train trip with them, a private train that they had commissioned, and to just sit on the train and play bridge. We went from Bozeman, Montana to Denver.
Gittleman and Gates are now business partners. In a packed ballroom, some of the chatter reveals an international following, including a London-based pro named Zia Mahmood. He shot to bridge fame in the early 80s when he led a Pakistani team to an upset second-place finish in what's called the Bermuda Bowl Tournament. It's a prestigious competition that was primarily dominated by American and European teams. Reflecting on the allure, he compares bridge to another game.
Bridge, people don't realize, is very much like golf as well. Now, golf is an outdoor physical game, but the mental attitude, the ability to play well when you're feeling strong, the ability to crack up when you're under pressure, they're all very similar. If I spend 5 minutes with you playing bridge, I'll know more about you than if I spend 6 months living with you. Bridge is a very revealing game.
Although Mahmood says he enjoys life as a pro, he's hesitant to recommend that path to everyone.
I love to see young people and great talents. Of course, they should really be encouraged. To be a success as a professional, you really have to be in the top half or 1%. It's a wonderful life, but you won't make a living.
But of course, in any competitive endeavor, there's always a few striving for more. Like 27-year-old anime artist Sylvia Shi, who is vying to make her mark.
Honestly, I would like to be one of the top bridge players, ignoring gender.
Women make up at least half of recreational players, but only a handful compete at the highest level. While in Reno, she made it to the last day of a 3-day contest called the Platinum Pairs.
The recent event that I played in, the Platinum Pairs, if you look at the final day, I think my partner and I, we were both female, and I think there were three other women in the event.
She will have more opportunities to sharpen her skills. Even though the event wraps up Sunday, the American Contract Bridge League, the largest bridge association in the world, will host more competitions all year. Many are already eyeing the next national tournament in July for another chance to revel in the game known for its infinite possibilities. On Gray, Reno Public Radio News.